T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We have all been bombarded with political issues and pandemic concerns. And you know what's gotten lost, in my opinion anyway? Some of the lighter things in life, some of the things that really, honest to goodness, can bring us all together, bind us a little bit closer. And sports and being involved in sports and invested in your team, that is part of it. And when we want to talk about sports, we have exactly one option, and that, of course, is the best sports reporter, the best sports director, the best sports anchor anywhere in the Commonwealth of Virginia, our dear friend Natalie Calabat from ABC8. Natalie, thank you for being here.
Jeff, I always say this, I don't know how I deserve such an incredible introduction, but thank you so much. It means the world to me, and talking to you, being on the show with you always brightens my day. Honestly, it's a little bit of an overcast Friday, but the sun all of a sudden started shining now that we are talking. So thank you so much for having me. I have so much fun with you, but we got to do it in person soon.
Absolutely. We got to get the real world opened up again ASAP. That's for sure.
Yes.
You know, Nat, you mentioned that this whole pandemic thing, goodness gracious, it has beaten up on every sport everywhere, right? There's, like, nobody can be in the stands.
It really has, and it's, I'm telling you, Jeff, it's been really different covering VCU and Richmond basketball with no fans. I mean, you have select, you know, some players' families and, you know, some of the coaches' families, but I mean, normally the Siegel Center, there isn't room to stand, and it's just different when it's empty. It really is. So it's definitely been a challenge.
It's going to sound weird, but I have to ask, is it still fun to watch the games when it's just that empty?
It is. You know, honestly, as a sports nut, as you know, as we are, as I am, I love just enjoying a good game. And okay, you know, when you go to VCU and you go to Richmond, you're going to get some good basketball. You're going to get some good sports. So I enjoy the action. There's a little bit of background noise, which honestly, if you watch the games on TV, you almost forget there's no fans. But in person, when you're there and you're shooting the game, a little bit different. But still got to appreciate the hard work that, you know, all the players and the coaches, you know, put forth in the off season and leading up to this. I mean, it's a full-time job for these athletes. So I'm just happy to be there, and I'm thankful I can, you know, pick up my camera and go shoot the games.
Okay. What about the players? You obviously have the opportunity that most of us don't have. You get to speak with these folks on a regular basis, and I know they've still got to be happy about the fact that they are playing the game. Do they miss the crowds such as they used to be?
You know, Jeff, across all the teams, UVA, Virginia Tech, VCU, Richmond, all of our teams, they all say the same thing. It's not the same, right? I mean, these players, these athletes, they feed off of the crowd. They feed off of having that energy in the arenas, in the buildings. And when it's not there, it just feels like practice, you know, which any coach will tell you every game should be like practice, because your practice should be really good, right? You should perform to the best standards every single day. But yes, they all say that the environment is really different and they miss having the passion, the crowd, the noise and the support. And sometimes even the players feed off of the guy that's, you know, cursing at them or yelling at them and kind of adding some fuel to the fire, right?
Absolutely. I would imagine that is missed. And like you say, it's almost like practice, but I don't know, maybe there is some benefit to that. And whatever benefit it is, I don't hate to say it. I hope it's over ASAP so we can all get back in the stands where we belong, cheering for the folks we like and booing those people that are, you know, from whatever nasty team we're playing. I don't care who it is. We're against them, right? If they're playing our guys. Let me
absolutely
ask you about football. You and I both love football. We obviously both follow it all the time. Let's start with what is now called the Washington Football Team. This was like from nothing to something in one season, right? Zero to hero?
I mean, pretty much. I think that's, that's a very good description. And Jeff, even though, you know, it's a tough task to play that guy in Tampa, he's pretty good, right?
Yes.
He's pretty decent, right? He came over from the Patriots, and,
right,
you know, he's kind of good. Facing Tom Brady is a very tall task, and I was blown away by Taylor Heinicke. He did a great job of leading that team. I mean, did he not?
Listen, you know exactly who it was that I was rooting for, but even in the midst of rooting, I was thinking to myself, ooh, is this the kid that's going to knock off my guy? Now, luckily it went the right way, of course, but boy, he was thoroughly impressive.
He was, and I think he definitely did well enough to find himself a job next season. And man, that would have been really interesting if he knocked off TB and TB, you know, that would have been pretty crazy. But he definitely, he did his job, he did his part, and the team praised him for the fantastic job he did on that football field.
Yeah, they absolutely did. They just, again, just so thoroughly impressive. All right, you brought up Mr. Brady and the New England Buccaneers, as I like to call them. I've had to shift my alliance. And let me tell you something, Natalie, I'm not going to be invited to any parties that my New England-based friends are throwing anymore. They consider me a traitor. But I got to tell you, I am so happy to see Brady out there. And just, God, he just continues to do what he's always done. He's just the best of all time.
I mean, Jeff, it's amazing. Is he human? I don't know. An animal. And
really,
I'm going to tell you, that Bucs-Saints game is going to be awesome. I mean,
yes,
you take Tom Brady. He's 43 years old. Drew Brees turned 42 today, actually, I believe. I think today's his birthday. So you have to wonder if this is Brees' last game. You know, they're both going to put up a huge fight.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be really cool. I am so excited for this game. You know, will Tom Brady, will he get it done again?
Yes. Oh, you weren't actually asking me that question. I'm sorry. But yes,
of course
he will.
He just, Jeff, and the one thing about Tom Brady is that he pours it on when you need to, right? When the playoffs roll around, you know, it's just amazing how he just continues to just get the job done. So I am so excited for that game. I'm excited for all the games because, honestly, they're all great matchups, you know?
Right. Now, some of them are a little better than others, but no, I mean, you're right. They are all going to be great games. Now, here's what I'm thinking, by the way. If it goes the way I think it goes, or the way I hope it goes, and the Bucs are able to win, I think that Drew Brees says, thank you very much. I'm going to go play golf now. I'm done. If it goes in another way, if the Bucs lose, I think Brady stands up and says, you know what? I'll see you in training camp because I'm not done. That's just my thought.
Yeah. I think that is a very great thought, and that's coming from someone who knows TB in and out, right? TB,
yeah, well.
And TB, will he be playing in the Super Bowl in TB? I mean, did I say the two letters T and B? I mean, I don't know. Is that a sign?
Exactly. I think he's got it all. So who are the other folks out there? What are the other teams you're looking at for the playoffs that, who knows, maybe wind up getting all the way to the very, very end?
I think the Ravens and Bills game will be pretty good. The Bills have won 7 in a row. The Ravens have won 6 in a row. They're both, you know, playing some phenomenal football. Rams at Packers, honestly, that's going to be – I think it's going to go – I think Green Bay is going to get it because it's supposed to snow. And the Rams quarterback situation continues to be something that we've been watching. You know, Jared Goff will start, but he's obviously not 100%. And we saw that with his injury, with his hand and his thumb. And I think when you're a quarterback and you have an injury with your thumb, it's hard to grip the ball, especially when, you know, the weather may be pretty darn cold and it may be snowing. So
exactly.
I think that will be a good game, but honestly, I think some of the other ones may just be a coin flip, right?
It's
who's having the better day and why, you know?
Exactly. Our friend Natalie Calabat from ABC8 is joining us for a couple moments just as we take a look at some of the things going on in the world of sports. And believe it or not, there are still things going on, not just on these big national stages, but swimming, right? Do we have some sort of a swimming competition we all need to be aware of?
Oh, yeah. The Tier Pro Swim Series is here in Richmond. And basically, that is like, you know, a last-minute qualifier for swimmers who want to qualify for the Olympic trials. And Jeff, honestly, last night was pretty amazing, and it was a historic moment, in my opinion. A 13-year-old young lady by the name of Claire Weinstein qualified for the trials, and I interviewed her after her race. And, I mean, talk about an inspiration. You're 13 years old. And you're going to be competing with the best swimmers in the country and fighting for a spot to represent our team in the Olympics. That's amazing.
Wow. 13 years old. All right. So tell me, what was your sense? Is she mature beyond her years, or is she just going, yeah, I swim really fast. Next question.
Honestly, she is super mature beyond her years. Honestly, she qualified in the 800 free, and which is a very challenging event. And, you know, I asked her, I was like, oh, you know, you shaved some time off to swim. She's like, yeah, I've been swimming in a long time. She's just super humble and super modest. And it's like, holy mackerel, you're 13 years old and you qualify for the Olympic trials. Most people don't ever do that, let alone at that age. So I am super excited beyond this trials and this Olympic Games to watch her career because, I mean, she's going to take off.
Wow. Well, listen, I am just so I'm blown away. Look, I've got somebody now to root for when the Olympics come along, and that's always a nice thing to sort of have in the arsenal to be ready to go. You know, to pull it. I go, yep. Claire Weinstein, that's our lady. We're all on board with her. That is so exciting. All right, so from the warm weather Olympics, let's real fast talk about our friends over at the Richmond Generals. You know, they're still, if I understand it, they're still skating. They're still playing, are they not?
They are, and, you know, it's really exciting. I did a piece a few weeks back, and you know, they're rocking and rolling. They're taking all the necessary precautions for COVID and everything. And, you know, let's hope they keep winning because they have a tendency to do that, especially when you and I are around. I'm sorry. I have to put that out there, right? We seem to be some
Absolutely.
Good luck charms. Yeah.
That's right. Now, is there a chance you think we get out anytime this season to see these guys?
Honestly, it would be great too. It would be great to go out and see those guys. And, Maybe drop the puck, which yes. I hope you're still practicing, because I am still practicing. I have not perfected it yet. I mean, it's a tall task. You know, you got to make sure you're holding the puck properly and you drop it at the right speed and the right height from the ground. There's a lot that goes into it.
There is indeed. Let me tell you something. I have been practicing my puck dropping, my first pitch throwing, and my flag waving when we eventually get real actual cars back out at Richmond Raceway Complex.
Yes, I think we need a virtual or an in-person practice session. Because I need some motivation. I need you to fire me up there, you know?
All right. Well, you know where I am. Bring your own flag. Use a loaner flag. We will get this done for sure. Natalie, remind everybody the best way for them to stay in touch, follow what you're doing on social media, watch all of the appearances on ABC8.
Yeah, Jeff, as you know, when my name's called, I'm on the air, right? So
right.
A lot of times I'll appear in the 5 and 5:30 shows, but I primarily anchor at 6 and 11 Monday through Friday, and I'm all over social media. So, you know, at @NatalieCalbat_TV, I believe, is my Instagram, and my Twitter is @NatalieCalbat. So that is one place that I love following you, Jeff. You brighten my day with your posts, right? It's either puppies, dogs, or happy hour. And I don't think it gets any better than that, because it's awesome. Like we said, we need to teach the dogs how to, you know, engage in happy hour. Maybe be interesting too.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you need to come over for an adult beverage, and Pixie and Charlie will entertain Olipop, and man, everybody's going to have a great time when the...
I love it, Jeff. I love it.
When the gags get together. Well, Natalie, it is always our pleasure to have you here. That is our dear friend, Natalie Calabat, and you can always find her on ABC8, an amazing job. Always there at 6 and 11, 5:30, online, on social media. You just cannot skip an opportunity to follow the best sports reporter, the best sports anchor anywhere in Virginia when you're following Natalie Calabat. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.